Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and today I want to talk about chasing dreams in the Flum family. And the reason I bring them up is because there's a young guy, Kevin Flum, I was told about by somebody in the industry that wanted to support this kid. Kid's about 20, wants to be a rapper, and why does that matter to you guys, really? I mean, most people are wondering, why do I care? Well, the reason I bring it up is because Trevor Flum was his cousin. Trevor died in a car accident last year along with Joshua Oglesby. Trevor was 36, Joshua was 22. We just thought we'd help out someone, you know, who's related to somebody in the industry, because when you have loss in the industry, it's a big deal. Now, one of the things that you see happen in the industry is when you lose somebody in a car crash, it's usually treated differently because it's not a tower-related accident. In fact, a lot of the support services that are out there, they treat a car crash very differently. Even though he was on the job, even though he was working, OSHA doesn't look at it as a tower industry-related accident. And that's my beef, because they died at work, right? So, and as far as I was told, it wasn't their fault that the accident happened, but I don't know the details. I have a link in there. You can go to the link and you can research it that way. But we do lose climbers on the road. We lost about 7 in the past few years. I think over the past 2 years, because we lost 5 in the one accident and then these two gentlemen in another. So, but let me go on. It's not why I wrote this, or it's not why I'm putting this out. I want to talk about Kevin Flum, who's 20. And from what I'm told, he was inspired by his cousin. He really wants to really do something with his life. And the one thing that happens when you lose somebody like that, you realize two things. One, life is short. Two, you might as well work towards your dream and do everything you can while you have the time and the energy. So what I thought I'd do is put this together, because Trevor, you know, worked hard at climbing. From what I hear, he was in good shape. You know, at 36, you have to work pretty hard. You have to stay in shape. And you got to be on top of your game in order to be successful, because, you know, you're it's life or death up there. Even though some people don't see it that way, it is. From what I'm told, Trevor had a pretty good work ethic. So Kevin, who also has a good work ethic, and who also realizes that you got to take a shot in life, he wants to be a rapper. Well, I'm not a fan of rap music. Might as well help this kid. You know what I mean? Maybe if he hits it big, he can give back to the tower community. And I know a lot of you guys out there, from what I hear, like rap. So why not help this kid? Whether you like him, hate him, we'll give him a vote. And he has a potential for reaching his dream. He's actually pretty popular from what I hear. And he's got a shot at performing at Lights All Night, which is in Dallas. It's a show on New Year's Eve where they perform all night. And he's a shot to be in front of a large crowd, which is what you want. You want publicity, you want exposure, you want all that. So why not help the kid out? I got a link at wadeforwireless.com. You can just go on there. He's young, he's an artist, he's growing in popularity. Let's help him out. Maybe he'll bring light to the tower community. You tower climbers out there, this may be a chance for us to get a little publicity. We can bring a smile to someone's face of someone who lost someone in the industry. I think here's our chance to give back. I mean, we always talk about loss and what can we do. And granted, most of us just try to figure out what happened, or, you know, we don't know why it happened. That's just a reality. But here, go to this Lights All Night. Let's help Kevin out. You know, let's help Trevor's family get a smile on their face. Why not? We'll help the kid out. He can move ahead. He can move forward. The family might be happy for him. Well, the family will be happy for him. It's a win-win. All right. Besides, it's just a click for you. You hit click and then you vote for the kid. It's easy. So that's your call to action today. Vote for this kid. All right. Be smart. Be safe. See ya.